Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. It's been a week since a shooter killed three children and three adults with an assault-style weapon at a Nashville grade school. And this morning, a school walkout's planned, fighting for tougher gun laws at the Tennessee Capitol. CBS's Mark Strassman.
During the COVID pandemic, the U.S. firearms homicide rate spiked by 35%. On average, gun violence kills more than 100 Americans a day. Just as unsettling, guns are now the number one cause of death among children.
Every shooting has this vast ripple effect that affects so many more people and tears apart families and communities.
Nashville is now one of those communities, like Parkland, like Buffalo, like Uvalde. So much indiscriminate carnage in a country polarized by what to do about it.
Former President Trump prepares to turn himself in for arraignment on Tuesday in Manhattan. His one-time attorney, Michael Cohen, admits to hiding hush money payments for Trump before the 2016 election.
Yes, I lied to Congress at the direction of, in coordination with, and for the benefit of Donald J. Trump. And if there's anyone out there that thinks that that lie is going to prevent me from being the credible witness that I am, based on the documentation, the testimony, the emails, the recording, it's not going to happen.
A surprise decision by Saudi Arabia and other oil-rich nations to cut production next month could impact inflation and increase gas prices. Analyst Patrick DeHaan says it sent oil prices up already.
Certainly was not an announcement that I think anyone really expected, much less oil markets, which is why we're seeing a pretty sizable reaction.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls his Russian counterpart to urge him to release an American reporter detained for alleged spying. Russia expert Beth Noble.
Gershkovich's friends have been speaking out about his detention, and all of them say he's a talented journalist and a wonderful person. But unfortunately, the facts don't matter a lot to Russian President Vladimir Putin these days. President Putin seems to be trying to send a message with this detention to foreign journalists and their leaders that Russia will do whatever it wants to whomever it chooses without seeking approval from the West.
New research shows that many members of the armed forces packed on the pounds during COVID. Nearly 10,000 active duty Army soldiers became newly obese between February 2019 and June 2021. Increases were also seen in the U.S. Navy and Marines. Two of the culprits during lockdowns were restricted duty and limited exercise. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes,
anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK. The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A walkout and rally for tougher gun laws is planned today at the Tennessee Capitol. Democrat Senator Chris Murphy on Face the Nation says more needs to be done.
Last year, we passed the first gun safety measure bipartisan in 30 years. And we did that because we found common ground after Uvalde. I want to ban assault weapons, but there's not the votes to do that.
A week ago, a shooter killed six people, including three children, at a grade school in Nashville. Also on Face the Nation, former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, who says he hid a hush money payment for former President Trump.
I'm not asking you to take me for my credibility. Let the documents and the evidence speak for itself.
Trump will be arraigned tomorrow in New York for charges related to that payment. Analyst Tom Klose says a decision by oil-producing countries to cut output is a surprise.
I think that they're going to wake the sleeping monster of inflation in the next 9 or 10 months.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane. Because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.